You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to this Irish Racing Podcast on Saturday, July the 16th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at what looks a star-studded programme today at the Curra. Eight races for you, which the centrepiece is the Darley Irish Oaks, which comes up at 5:45, which is a Group 1 affair, of course. But the rest of the card, the supporting card, looks really strong as well. We've got the Scurry Handicap, which is always a popular race, along with many other notable contests this afternoon, and a decent maiden to start off the card as well. We're going to begin racing what on looks to be perfect ground, good to yielding in places, no rain forecast of any great quantities, so it's all set fair what should be a fantastic day's racing. We begin then with the opening maiden at 2:55. This is for the two-year-olds, and we've got two very strongly fancied horses from powerful stables in the shape of Lightning Fast and Taj Mahal. Lightning Fast, of course, son of Frankel, who's very much the sire of the moment, is very much expected to go very well on debut, representing a team that have had a tremendous season already with their two-year-olds, most notably Psychedelic Funk, who was third, of course, in the Coventry. And all according to the reports, this horse has been shown plenty in accordance with his name at home. So obviously, we're going to be looking out for him. Taj Mahal was a bit of a disappointing horse on debut when he was only seventh in a maiden here back at the last meeting, but he was very slowly away, incredibly green, even for one of Aidan O'Brien's. But he's been strongly supported again this morning, so perhaps he could improve quite significantly. And also in that race, further up the field was Arcada, a horse that I tipped on the podcast, and I think he's probably the each-way call here, whichever way you strip this race down. He's already had a couple of runs, of course, first time out at Leopardstown, then here as well at the Curra, as I said, when he was fourth. He just probably found the tacky ground against him on that occasion, but he strode out all the way to the line to finish, only beaten a couple of lengths by the eventual winner. He's got a good draw here today, right on that far side strip in trap one. It's hard to see Joseph O'Brien's charge not at least finishing in the frame. So Arcada is the choice in the first.
Race two.
On to race two then, which is a competitive looking 7 furlong handicap. And the one that stands out here is the course specialist Have a Nice Day. Now, his recent form figures don't make pretty reading, albeit he did run quite well here, two starts back over this course and distance when he finished third to Seawolf. And it's that piece of form which really does lead you into this Gelding by Oratorio's overall chances and his overall profile, because that run there definitely cemented his excellent performances here previously over 7 furlongs. You can forget all his other runs, but at this track, the County Kildare venue, when the ground is good, he's a very, very smart horse indeed. Indeed, he won twice last year, including this race last year when he beat Captain Cullen. So he's obviously going to be very dangerous today. David Simonson, who takes £7 off, is obviously very vital to this horse because he's ridden him before and won on him as well. So that combination looks absolutely ideal today. And also, as well, he's drawn in stall one. And they race on the far side here today at the Curra. And you do want an inside berth, and it'll suit this horse to race up with the speed. He actually didn't show up too badly the other day when he was seventh at the Ferry House over inadequate 7 furlongs. But all in all, around about 10 to 1 this morning, I'd have to have a decent punt on Have a Nice Day.
Race number three.
On to race three then, which is the 4:05, one of the big races of the day. It comes in the shape of the Kilfrush Stud Sapphire Stakes, which is a Group 2 contest. And what a lineup it's brought together as well. Seven of them, but all of them are top class in their own right. One or two interesting horses, such as G-Force, having his second run for the age of Keatley Yard. And of course, Ardumi, whose steps have been great. But the main two to concentrate on here, surely, are Mecca's Angel and Brando. Now, Mecca's Angel was a bit disappointing at Royal Ascot, as we all know. He's obviously on a recovery mission. And it could be very dangerous, but I'm going to have to go with Kevin Ryan's Brando. He looked spectacular the day at Sandown. He literally cruised through that Group 3 contest, which of course was the Cold Charge, which used to be the Sprint Stakes. And he couldn't have really won with any more. I know he was just sort of like faltering, if you like, later on, but it was just the style and the manner he went through that race. He looked a really, really high class horse. Indeed, connections are now thinking towards the Nunthorpe Stakes at York after this afternoon. But he just looks at the horse in a fantastic place at the moment. We know he gets 6 furlongs as well, courtesy of his run in the Wokingham. So everything looks set fair there for Brando to run another massive race in the 405.
Race 4.
On to the big two-year-old contest of the day then, which is the Anglesey Stakes Group 3 event at 4:40. The 2-2 centre of attentions here are obviously Psychedelic Funds and the once-raced, once-victorious Radio Silence. Now, Psychedelic Funk sets a very high standard, having won his first two starts in impressive fashion. Then, of course, he went to the Coventry with a good deal of hope behind him that he could win that race for the first time for Joe Lyons. Although he finished third, it wasn't a bad run at all, was it? I mean, we think Caravaggio is probably the best two-year-old seen so far this season over this trip. And obviously horses such as Maymars, who finished second, and plenty of others down the field as well. I've gone on to Frank, the former, that Coventry this year. I think Mukaris was way beaten around about 15th or 16th, and he won, of course, yesterday at Newbury. So the form is rock solid. He's got much better ground to run on today, and I think this will definitely help this son of Swazier. He's the choice, but I wouldn't totally rule out Radio Silence here. Now, Jim Bulge is a master with these T-rolls. I wouldn't put it past him if this horse had just had one run and he was going to improve that significantly, and that he was able to win a Group 3. Don't forget, Smash Williams did that last year. He won a Mickey Mouse Maiden by a wide margin. And then, of course, he went on to the Curragh and won a group race next time out. So it's definitely something that Jim does quite on a regular basis. And he's also doing good nick. And he was really impressive the first day when he quickened up smartly. So he's a horse to very much consider. But I think I'll have to stick with Psychedelic Funk. That form of the Coventry enables him, I think, to very much get the arguments in his favour.
Race 5.
Moving on to the 5.10 then, which is the big premier handicap of the day. It's the Scurry Stakes, which is always a prestigious affair. A lot of horses that go well at this course and distance. Lock horns yet again. And there's two or three that stand out to me. In Salutin, Captain Cullen, a master speaker with my three against the field. In Salutin, well, he needs no introduction for regular podcasters. He always runs his race. You can see by his form figures this season, he comes here in really good heart. He was another good second the other day behind Rattling Jewel over this course. And he was third in this race last year as well to Straw Patrol. He just loves the Curragh. He loves decent ground. He could have done with a slightly better draw. That's the only negative I could see against him, but he's sure to go well. The other two, as I mentioned, Captain Cullen and Master Speaker. Now, they've both got high draws, particularly Captain Cullen, who's got a fantastic record over this course. He warmed up for a tilt at this race off the back of a long layoff when he finished sixth the other day at Fairy House, in what turned out to be a very strongly run handicap. I'm sure that would have put the finishing touches on his preparation here, and Kevin Manning's been booked. And as I said, Master Speaker, he's another one who often plies his trade regularly in Curragh 6 furlong handicaps, and strongly run race with a bit of cover, and he's sure to be bombing through at the finish. But if he stripped it down and asked me for a couple against the field out of those three I mentioned, it'd probably be In Salutin and Captain Cullen.
Race number 6.
Right, on to the big race of the day, which is the Darley Irish Oaks, a Group 1 affair for fillies. And, of course, the one that stands out here on all-known form is the Ribblesdale winner, Even Song, who was all the rage that day at Ascot. Following a night-catching run at Newmarket first time out, she skipped the English Oaks to come to Blue Ribboned at Royal Ascot, and she couldn't have done the job any more easily, quickening up smartly in the latter stages to win with quite a bit in hand, in all fairness. There didn't appear to be anything fluky about that performance at all, and I think this even more stronger run race and even more galloping track will suit this filly by Master Craftsman. She sets a really high standard, and I imagine she'd win again at a very short odds. Looking at the alternatives from an each-way perspective or betting without the favourite, then I'd probably go with Mick Shannon's Harlequin, who comes here under the radar a little bit, but to be fair, she's run two excellent races so far this season. Fourth in the Musidora, and then third, of course, in the English Oaks behind Minding, which wasn't a bad effort on paper, and we know how good that form is as well. Mick Shannon's got a good record when he sends horses over to Ireland. Of course, Mobster won a Group 2 contest for him this season. and he's had Group 1 success at the County Kildare venue before. Nice draw as well in Trap 2, round the inside. Sylvester D'Souza booked. I think she's the each-way call.
Race 7.
On to the 6:20 then, which is the big chance for the ladies to have centre stage. It's a ladies' derby, of course. And the one that appeals to me here at the prices anyway is Adugo from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Of course, Sarah's taking the ride as well, so that's a good association there. She's ridden this horse before. And this horse was a good third last time out in what was a very strongly run race at Leopardstown behind Botany Bay. Albeit he only got beat three lengths. That speed figure that he produced that day in that position suggests that he's going to be competitive here. And, of course, he got a good run under his belt over the course and distance the time before and behind the very much improving stable companion, Aratara, and that also reads well on paper. So everything looks set fair for Udigo to run a big race over a course and distance he's already gone well over in the past.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 6:50. All eyes seem to be centering around this streetcar colt, Di Coronado from the Aidan O'Brien stable. It might well be that he's good enough to win first time out for this very much informed stable. But he's drawn stall 11 and he's got a giveaway experience to Twilight Payment, who ran an extraordinary race in the Queen's Vase at Ascot when he was never really, he couldn't have raced any more keenly if he'd tried. He was literally pulling like a Mustang all the way down the back straight. How this horse managed to run on and finish third is anyone's guess. He must have bottomless pits of stamina. And for that reason, I think this galloping track will really suit him here today. He's already run well in good maidens as well, such as Second to Lustrous Light. And we know how good that horse is as well, because he's gone on to win subsequently. So even though the sexier horse, the talking horse, Di Coronado, might well live up to scratch, I must admit, I do think Twilight Payment is definitely the one to be with in the final race. So that completes our look at the Irish Racing Podcast. Like I say, 8 races for you here today. Hope you have a really good afternoon. Probably the best bet on the card is Brando in the 405, but there's plenty to get our teeth stuck into. That's it for me for now. Please do join us here on the Irish Racing Podcast tomorrow, where we'll look at 7 race card from the Curra, beginning at 2 o'clock. So do tune in then. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.